Well, here we are in a lovely sunny day in October. Now the sun has rather reminded me of a story I heard today or yesterday, that the government is seeking to ban solar farms on farmland, or installing solar panels on farmland, with the excuse being that we should be prioritising food production. Now, there's a couple of things about this. One is that at the same time, obviously, they're pushing to reopen and relicense more North Sea oil and gas exploration. So that's trying to stop solar and trying to encourage gas in a time of a climate emergency is pretty stupid. But that aside, what you have to remember about why solar farms are appearing on farmland, there's two things. One, you can actually farm underneath them if you have certain crops or maybe poultry and other livestock. You can put them under solar panels, that's fine. You can have dual use in a lot of these fields, so it's absolutely efficient as a way of using the space. That's the first thing. So it's not wasting space that would be used for agriculture, it's getting extra use out of space that would have had less use with just agriculture. So that's an important point. Another thing is, why are farmers leasing their land, or sometimes doing this themselves, putting solar panels out, for solar? Well, it's because they can't make the money on the agriculture, because food is undervalued. Even though prices are going up, they still don't get paid enough to cover the cost of production a lot of the time, or the land is generally not suitable for the sort of agriculture that would make the money. So why not, they think, make some money from renewables? And let's face it, the country could do with the energy. Well, why might this be happening? Why is the government saying that they can't do that? Well, from a broad perspective, obviously solar panels on agricultural land doesn't make sense. We should be putting them on land that's otherwise used for buildings, for example, on roofs. That would be the most sensible place to put them. But the government's not doing that, is it? It's not mandating solar panels on roofs for new buildings or existing buildings or any buildings. It's largely ignoring the fact that we've got all this space we could be generating energy from. And it's up to private individuals whether they do or not, and of course there's a cost to that. But it's not stopping anyone or encouraging anyone to doing it. In fact, it's discouraging people from doing it by scrapping FIT payments. So farmers are choosing to do this because they're not getting the money from the agriculture that they could be running on that land. The main reason they're not getting the money is because of Brexit. It's now much harder for people to make money to cover the cost of production from agriculture because of the friction that has been introduced into selling our goods to our main customer, which is obviously our closest customer across in the EU, both Ireland and the rest of Europe. That's now much harder, much more costly for farmers to do. So what were already pretty tight margins are much tighter. So a lot of farmers have either decided to stop producing certain products, or in fact not be farmers at all anymore. And others are diversifying. Now, whether that's campsites or solar farms or anything else like that, these are all ways farmers can make money from their land when the land is not paying for itself with agriculture. Now, we've seen also at the same time, if you remember, the government rolled back on their commitment to pay farmers for stewardship. When Brexit happened, there was talk of let's end subsidies for just growing loads of food we don't need and pay farmers for looking after land. Well, you may not have noticed, but that's all been rolled back. There was some optimistic talk about it, and lots of farmers even applied for some of these grants, but they've all been shelved for the indefinite future. So farmers, what are they going to do? You tell them they can't set up solar farms, they're going to do something else. What could that something else be? I can tell you what it wouldn't be. It wouldn't be as useful for getting us out of the energy crisis, because ultimately we need more renewable generation in this country. And if farmers are the people willing to allow their land to do it, and the consumers with roofs and the money to buy panels aren't doing it, then let the farmers do it and get us out of a hole. And by stopping them, you're just going to increase reliance on gas and increase energy prices, which isn't going to help anyone.